This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And actually, we're delighted to be broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. And we've got a call-in line for you, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Doc Graham's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for the laugh. I needed that.
You sound really serious today.
I needed that. I did. You just don't understand.
Hey,
it's
Rick.
It's been a long, hard week. And
yeah.
I don't know if others are being harassed with unsolicited recordings. But to get them at 11:30 at night and is kind of, you know, from India, that's what they are, they're India, makes me wonder if it isn't a harassment program where there's some kind of a bullpen, what do they call those things, boiler room?
Yeah, boiler room.
People sit around and they're paid to purposely call groups of people that are on certain lists just to harass them. This is Donald Trump. I'm here to save your day. You know, I don't need that, and I don't need it at 11:30 at night, and I certainly don't need a bunch of creepy Indians calling me to tell me my computer's been hacked. How many people have gotten that? All raise your hands. You know what? The federal government and the law enforcement agencies can't do anything about it. I had one guy, actually, I'm keeping a list now. I filed a police report. It means nothing. And I was on a no-call list for long periods of time. The only way I can do it now is by labeling certain phone numbers, which, by the way, are discontinued, no longer in service numbers. How do they do that?
Yeah, what they do is they literally find companies who have gone out of companies that have gone out of business. They get their telephone numbers, and then they program their outbound dialing system to use that number, so it looks like it's a legitimate number. It's a real company.
So basically, one guy. This one specific guy from India keeps calling me. And that's why I don't believe it's from India. I believe it's a boiler room for harassment. They get paid to have a bunch of numbers. I'm just one of a number. It's not like I've been targeted specifically, but I'm on a list to be harassed. And they will call me at any set of hours. And sometimes it absolutely feels as if it's not even a human being doing it. It's, there's always a human being at the other end of the phone, but one of them, they called me 5 times after I hang up, I hang up, then I wouldn't answer, they would continue to call 3 more times, even after I wouldn't answer. Now, you tell me how that works in a boiler room trying to make sales.
Let me tell you, this is harassment.
This is not about, okay, now why would they do that? Well, profiling. And I have noticed how this has put an edge on everything I'm doing to the point where it's affecting my writing, it's affecting my personal life, and it's affecting my health. And I think it's done with intent, and I'm to the point where I may, I can't even do good radio with people like you because of the location that I am. I only have one single carrier available, CenturyLink, and they are like a party line where their bandwidth is so overwhelmed that I'm lucky to even get a decent signal out. Uploading, internet slow. Our dependency on communication, our dependency on entertainment, everything is all centered around this one set of technology that is manipulated. And now I'm getting the bigger picture. I've been asked to write a new article on the gut and its relationship to health and instinct. And I'm here to tell you that the kinds of foods that we are being allowed to eat are types of weapons. And I am now, and I'm watching my personality change because of all of this. It's a tragedy. And if I'm being affected and I'm aware of it, what about America that is not aware?
Okay. I was talking with Norm Shuley about some of these things. I was talking with some of the other instructors about some of these things. And what I've noticed is America's becoming more on edge, more angry, more hyper, more short-fused. So I'm seeing what you're talking about, Rick. Let me address the issue about these calls. One of the things that happens in these robotic-type call systems, these computers, the numbers are entered into a database, and the database is used to make these outbound phone calls. And what they do is they'll dial six numbers at a time or so. Multiple number of calls are placed at the same time. And whoever answers first of those six calls, so let's say you have 10 agents. For each agent behind the computer screen with the headset on, six calls are made. And whoever answers that phone call first, that's the one who's connected to the agent. So a lot of times if you're sitting by the phone and you hear it ring, you pick it up after a half of a ring, you're probably going to be the first guy to get that agent. And he's going to try to, tell you something about your computer or whatever it may be. In our case, this morning, I'm hitting the caller ID button right now. And we got a call from a company called Point Break Cash. Point Break Cash. And it was one of those calls where they were so glad that we were here and they wanted to lend us money, that kind of a thing. We get all kinds of calls. And the thing that really bothers me the most is when we get calls where it says blocked, blocked, meaning we don't know who's calling, who they are, or unknown caller, because we don't like to answer those. So if we see that, we don't want to answer them. But sometimes they're bona fide calls. They're calls from our instructors who are on the air with us, and for some reason, that call is identified as blocked. So if I get a call
from... Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Like a freeze-dry guy, if he calls me, it's blocked, blocked.
Yeah.
Miles, when Miles calls me, it's blocked. When Gwyneth Isaacs calls from Australia, it's blocked, blocked. So we have this dilemma. Do we answer the phone when it's blocked? Because many times it's we don't want to talk to that person because they're trying to sell us something or they're violating that.
How about using language that I'm not allowed to mention on this radio station when I say, would you please moment while I reconnect with the police? They want to monitor this call, and that guy from India will start to swear at me, calling me a mother, and, you know, with the rest of the word on it. He will say things like that to me on the air. Now, you tell me what boiler room would allow that. So I don't believe it's a boiler room. I believe that there is a agency out there that is for hire to harass individuals. Anybody can go in and say, I want these three numbers harassed. And they'll pay for that service. And then these guys, they're from India. They're India, you know, they have the accent and all of that. But they're not probably calling from India. And they're for hire.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I think you've got something there. And I also think, you know, show me a police officer. Show me someone in blue that doesn't use that kind of language that you're describing. You know, if you read some of these posts on the Internet, they say, get down, you know, hands up. But it's laced with profanity. So I'm wondering if they get some guys who are thrown off the police force who are already trained
to
use that language.
Well, here's the deal. I think that this kind of an agency seeks not so much salesmen as they do abusive behavior personalities that enjoy fatism.
Excellent point. And, Rick, I mentioned several days ago.
I wonder why our government, local, regional, or national, would allow this with the FAA. The FCC is no longer any more than FDA. I have issues. I'm right now reading an article on FDA called, it's under Uncensored, GE Food Venture, Chronically Dependent on Deception. And by Stephen Drunker. Now, I am going to say something. Our government is no longer protecting us. It is abusing us. And there's a difference between trying to help and it becomes semi-abusive and or done with intent. And I am now to the point where this is no longer the country I served and protected. And I am now beginning to realize that even when I was a Ricky Rocket and trying to do the right thing out of grad school, working to do the right thing, that I was being misled even back then. In graduate school, I was making weapons. As a project, as a graduate student making weapons for Vietnam. I remember making them.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com. DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 33.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us, and Rick, you were talking about when you were younger in graduate school, and you were making weapons for the Vietnam conflict.
Okay, so here I am. I'm in my first year at Delaware, University of Delaware, Newark, Delaware, working at DuPont and Instrument Products Division and the Experimental Research Station. And I was in grad school doing solid-state physics under Dr. R. B. Murray. And Murray had invented a special solid-state device that took the visible light or infrared light and dropped it with a variable bandwidth down into visible light. And so here are 13 graduate students, there were 13 of us, that were making, each one doing identical device, making 13 of them, which were used in Vietnam for infrared to visible light flop downs. And we did that as a graduate school project for pay, making weapons at the university. And that was my first introduction to what I now am abhorrent on. During that period, the Vietnam War. This is in 1967. So that's just about when the Tet and all of that started to happen. And I remember how this all went down because I had a 2S deferment. I was in physics, and so I didn't have to go to Vietnam. My graduating class in 62, only half of my graduating class in men came back from that war. And that's why my graduating class, we had 247 graduating, and I think over 50 of those individuals never came home. And I remember being best man in Don White's wedding, and a week later, they couldn't even find pieces of his body where the bomb had fallen. And I was best man at his wedding. And then 1 week later, they couldn't even find his body. I was there. I will speak adamantly about what I think about war. Like when I visited you and saw those buttons of your Nazi memorabilia where you had a Ford Motor Company with a swastika on it. There it is. The whole thing has even back then, and with the best of intent, I was misused, and now I'm not going to forget it.
Rick, when you mentioned R.B. Murray, is that the same Murray that Murray Hill in central New Jersey, Bell Laboratories, the global...
Yes, that's R.B. Murray, yeah. He was my thesis professor and had a Nobel Prize in solid-state physics. Yes, sir. And I was there when we did it. And I cannot, I'm finding that my past is coming back to me in memory. This morning I was remembering when I, in the third grade, when I was captain of the patrol. And I would go out with my captain's badge, looking at my lieutenant, and going around making my rounds on the patrol, where we would set up crosswalks for kids coming to school. We got to go to Playland as a reward, you know, free to Playland. They'd open it up to us, and it was free, and I could do any ride I wanted for as long as I wanted, da-da-da-da-da, as a reward for that. I'm remembering things now in my memory of childhood. And I have to tell you, I'm reading something about timelines and how our memories seem to be changing. For example, did the car, the automobile that JFK was shot in, was it a six-seater or a four-seater? And, you know, I'm back to remembering how I watched his wife looking directly at the driver and trying to get away from the driver, crawling off the back end of the car. Now,
that's exactly right.
That was a four-seater. So why is there now memory of it being a six-seater? That automobile was destroyed before he even went to the hospital. And I have to say, what's going on with timelines and our memories of things? It's interesting. I don't know what it means. I know that the past and future do not, in my studies of time and the articles I'm writing on time travel right this moment, do not allow future or past. There is only the moment, and the dialogue that you have is in the closed encapsulation or cavitation ball that you have created as a unique soul.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Expert. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, you mentioned the presidential limousine and the limousine that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was in and John Connolly was in when when they were both struck by bullets. I'm looking at this picture of the limousine, and it has a bench seat. It's actually three rows of seats. The first compartment is for the driver and someone sitting next to the driver with a bench seat. Could hold two comfortably on the bench seat, the driver and the person to his right, but you could squeeze three people in there because it's a bench seat, which was typical back in the 1960s. Then behind that, behind the wall, the privacy glass, maybe even bulletproof glass, there is, and I think it's slid up and down, there were two jump seats. So two people could sit directly behind the glass separating the driver from the passenger compartment. And then directly behind the two jump seats, which were folding seats, there's another bench seat which could hold two people, three if you squeeze them in. So I would say comfortably four people could sit in the passenger compartment of the limousine with a driver and someone else in the front seat as well. So you could put six people in there, but in the back, there's room really, I would say, for four. So that's what I saw, Rick.
Isn't that interesting how each of us have a slightly different memory of that event?
And I would think that any person alive over the age of 5 years old knew exactly where he or she was at the time when we learned of the assassination.
I remember that. Yeah, I was at the University of Washington going from one classroom to the other, and I heard it over loudspeakers in the middle of the quad.
I learned about it in the school classroom.
Stopping and listening to it. I had no idea what it meant.
Well, I remember teachers crying. I remember shock. You know, I was in elementary school at the time. I remember teachers being very upset.
Oh, God, I'm not that old, am I? Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, Rick, there's absolutely no reason why this should be shrouded in mystery and conspiracy fact and conspiracy theory. We should know the truth. We should really know the truth. It's been a long time. And I remember them saying on the news that the actual accounts of what really happened will not be known for 75 years. That was at the time of the shooting. We learned that these documents would not be released to the public. It would not, the actual, what really happened would not be released to us until 75 years after the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 22 November 1964.
How come we don't know what actually happened?
Yeah, that's the question. And there's so many questions. And why is it that our government is so afraid of us, what we might do, that they cannot tell the truth? And I was talking to one of our instructors last night. He called me, and he's also a broadcaster. And we were talking about this series of television shows that are getting closer and closer to the truth, documenting the scandals, the lies, the deception. It's an outrage. Who do these people think they are that they just can't tell us because they think we're going to panic or go nuts? It'd be nice if they started telling the truth all the time. All the time.
Well, what we need is Pinocchio for president. So that when they do lie, at least we have some indication.
I don't believe a single thing the government tells us. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, be assured, as an individual that works in the woods and does brush permits and goes after mushrooms and things like that, the USDA and FDA and the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and DNR, Department of Natural, they are all liars.
I
have occasioned time after time over the last 20 years of catching them trying to make movements or policies that were against I have one with FDA out of Portland, which determines what gets studied at different universities for drugs. That's the FDA primary is out of Portland, Oregon, when they make decisions. And I have been there when they decided not to study things like ibogaine because it was not native to the United States. And yet, indications were it stopped all forms of addiction with one single use.
That was,
I've been there. I have to question what's going on.
Rick, I was reading a copy of the Missouri Conservationist magazine. It was on our kitchen table last night, and it came in the mail, and I was looking at it, and there's this gal who is helping this child fish. Okay, so there's this great big image, and it says, protect and conserve. Missouri's conservation agents are out in communities protecting and conserving our fish, forests, and wildlife, and building relationships along the way. So they show this woman who is an officer protecting and conserving, and there she is. The first thing you see is this big, bad gun belt with a huge gun on it, and she's leaning over with it, helping this young child with a fishing rod. And then every picture that you see within the magazine that is about this article, you see these guys with guns. And so they're saying, hey, we're building relationships. Is that the way to start? Is that the way to start with these young people, to have these huge hand cannons and let them think that, no, this is normal. This is normal, and we're going to go fish today. But if anything goes wrong, we're going to kill some people. And you mentioned the military, and what came to my mind is a discussion I had with an instructor last night off the air on the telephone about the military and how the military is in the destruction business. They go and blow things up. They destroy things that are in their path. They go out of their way to blow things up. They go out of their way to develop chemical weapons, biological weapons, neutron weapons, atomic weapons, hydrogen weapons, explosives of all kinds. And, there are doctors who are pulling fragments out of people while the military is putting fragments in people. This is nuts. And I'm angry about it, Rick. I'm angry about these recruitment officers who go out to high schools and they pick on the prey. They prey on these young people, and they go in their uniforms and they look all fancy and they say, you can travel the world and, you can get a great education, but they don't tell them that they're going to put a target on the back of their head. And they may come back maimed, wounded, and damaged for life. And class, if you haven't seen someone who has been shell-shocked, you need to do that. Because it will absolutely, positively prevent you from letting your children sign up with these merchants of death, these recruitment officers. You know, they're despicable people. Absolutely despicable, lying their way into your children's hearts, telling them that they're gonna be heroes and they're gonna wear medals and they can wear these same uniforms and they can rain destruction all over the planet. It's nuts. I think these recruitment officers are an enemy of the village. And parents, what are you thinking? What are you thinking when you let your children enter the military service, if you want to call it that, where they go and get sent on orders to beat up little countries all over the world and steal their resources and destroy their infrastructure in the name of spreading democracy? That's what they say. We're going to keep the world safe for democracy. But in the meantime, we're going to have to destroy their water systems, their electrical systems, their roads, their factories, and their hospitals and schools. And if you wonder why people hate us all over the world, it's because that's what we do. We need to get all of these selected, alleged representatives out of their positions. Every single one of them needs to go. because the ones who may be good haven't stopped the evil. They all need
to
go.
Well, right now, BLM, Bureau of Land Management, is giving away our forests to China in Oregon State. And the Burns, Oregon event was the Clinton Foundation giving a Class 1 uranium mine to Russia. And they had to have a body count so that it was okay and hidden within the disinformation of what was really going on there to be distinguished differently than the Bundy Ranch event. You know, I don't think people are understanding that things like Oath Keepers and the rest of these militias have all been infiltrated. And there's no one you can trust unless you've known them more than 10 years. And that's one of the reasons why I like to live in the country.
Our little meetup group, you know, at one time we had, you know, as many as, well, I'd say over 300 people would attend when we had events, you know, like the expos. We had standing room only. We literally had over 300 people in a restaurant that would hold 160. We were infiltrated. Were infiltrated over the years. And these guys, I'm talking about these agents of governments would come into the meetup and they would sit there. And they would turn their smartphones aimed so that they could record. And when I saw them come in, it's easy to spot these guys. It really is. And I'd go over and introduce myself, say, I'm so glad they're there. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'm going to help you make some new friends. And I would ask some of the ladies who were regulars to sit with these guys. And pretty soon, within a couple minutes, the spies would leave. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. Because they knew, we knew, who they were. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're
take my new gun.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, I want to share an article that I read last night on themirror.co.uk. And the headline says, British chef went temporarily deaf after eating the world's hottest noodles. So this man is 22 years old from London. He ate a dish with 100 bird's eye chilies crushed together, giving the dish a Scoville rating of 20 million. So he ate the world's hottest noodles, 4,000 times stronger than Tabasco sauce, and he went deaf 2 minutes after eating this dish. Now, temporarily, he went deaf. And so this was in a back street restaurant where he ate it. And he started sweating profusely, became dizzy, had to soak his head in water, and went deaf after a couple minutes. The point is, I think some young people want to show how macho and how manly they are, and they may do some things that are not prudent, including contest to drink alcohol, you know, chug down a large volume of alcohol, and they may die from it. They may do things like in a fraternity initiation, they may lie down in a hand-dug grave in a beach, and then the sand collapses and they get buried alive, intentionally. But people do things when they feel peer pressure, and it's stupidity at its finest. And I just would like to caution those who might even try to eat red hot peppers when they know that it's going to give them a reaction. Why chance it? Your thoughts, Rick?
high school kids are assaulted by fraternal orders going to college. And most of them, like the Republican Party, don't know goat turds from pork and beans. The actual use of children in pedophile groups for ritual uses, for high-end effects and magic, is absolutely wrong. You know, most churches don't realize that they use ritual situations where the elders circle the flock in a church. That's a metaphor in terms of how the rituals have proliferated down into today's modern forms of moose, elk, and the rest of it. And originally, magical orders were for the ultra elite of Europe seeking higher levels of consciousness. All your top-end writers, poets, things like that belong to such orders as Golden Dawn, seeking spirituality. That was how you did it if you didn't do it in a church or go to India. In fact, many of the lodges, like Theosophical Society and the Rosicrucians, tried to integrate the East with the West, looking for common ground in the ritual structures and formats. In Jungian psychotherapy, they call it the difference between the sacred and the profane. And I have to tell you that when I came out of graduate school, I had to, like a high school kid, armor up because these lodges came at me. When I was at Harvard, there was Skull and Bones right in my face wanting me to participate. I'm not even going to mention such things as Bohemian Grove and the rest of it because they're all there. And every single bureaucracy, including BLM, has a secret magical cult within it. It isn't the military that's the problem or the government. It's the secret little cells within it that have no accountability and go over the edge with their ritual constructs that they actually don't even understand.
Now, let's talk more about let's talk more about these magical cults when we come back on the other side of the break. How about that? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.